I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. If you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, April 13, 2026 for jury duty, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. A household hazardous waste collection event will be held from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday and April 11th at the Bishop Sunland Landfill. Fees for disposal of household hazardous waste will be waived during the event. Regular charges will apply for all other disposal. Household hazardous includes paints, stains, solvents, oil and oil filters, antifreeze, sides, bleach and other cleaners, pesticides, old diesel gasoline, mercury, thermometers, transmission fluid, and insecticide. Please note that household hazardous waste containers cannot exceed 5 gallons each and are limited to a total of 20 gallons of product per household. Additional waste events will be held May 2nd at the Big Pine Transfer Station, June 7th at the Independence Landfill, and June 27th at the Lone Pine Landfill. Inyo County Recycling and Waste Management would like to remind the public, especially anyone planning to do outdoor spring cleaning, that'll be offering a free green waste weekend at local landfills next weekend. Fees for disposal of green waste will be waived at Inyo County landfills on the following schedule. Bishop Landfill and Lone Pine Landfill will be Saturday, April 18th and Sunday, April 19th. Big Pine Transfer Station will be Saturday, April 18th, and the Independence Landfill will be Sunday, April 19th. Remember, the gate fees will be waived for green waste only, no mixed loads. The waiver is applicable to Inyo County residents only, so please have ID available. Commercial haulers and landscaping contractors are not eligible. Green waste is organic material that includes yard and garden waste like tree trimmings, grass clippings, branches, twigs, leaves, and weeds. Inyo County offers 4 free green waste weekends a year. Summer and fall events are planned for July 18th through the 19th and October 24th through the 25th, respectively. So plan ahead. Remember, Inyo County continues to encourage residents to be proactive in reducing wildfire risk. Waiving the gate fees at the landfill and transfer station is an action that demonstrates the county's commitment towards helping to reduce catastrophic wildfire events within and around our communities. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors returning to the southeast corners of the county next week to communicate with constituents on a variety of issues. Regular board meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 14th at 2 p.m. at Tecopa Community Center, which is at 405 Tecopa Hot Springs Road in Tecopa. This will mark the board's first meeting in Tecopa this calendar year. The supervisors are also scheduled to meet in the Southeast Inyo in October. Items on the agenda include Death Valley National Park, Armagosa Conservancy, Southern Inyo Fire Protection District, Friends of the Armagosa Basin, and Community Advocates for Southeast Inyo. For more information on this board meeting, you can head on out to our website at sierrawave.net. Well, for over 10 years, the filmmakers of the Manzanar Fishing Club have proudly sponsored a Caltrans Adopt a Highway sign along Highway 395, adjacent to the Manzanar National Historic Site. Part of their Manzanar Fishing Club educational outreach program, they maintain 2-mile stretch of the highway directly in front of the site, helping to preserve its dignity while raising awareness of this important chapter in American history. And they'd like to invite you to join them this time. Their cleanup will be taking place Memorial Day weekend on Sunday, May 24th. Cleanup typically takes less than 2 hours and is a deeply rewarding way to give back while honoring the families who were unjustly incarcerated during World War II. If you're interested in volunteering, please reach out to manzanarfishingclub@gmail.com. Well, what's happening over at the Bishop Twin Theater? Well, new this week is Hoppers. It's got a 7.5 on IMDb, rated PG. It's a comedy, sci-fi, 1 hour and 45 minutes long. When scientists discover a way to transform human consciousness into robotic animals, Mabel uses the new technology to uncover mysteries of the animal world that are beyond anything she could ever imagine. Staying over is the Super Mario Brothers movie. For information on showtimes and more information about the movies, go to bishoptwintheater.com. For more on news, go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. And we're also on that thing called x.com. For nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, please go see what we posted on Facebook about the promotion of Chief Deputy Adam Marcellin for the Bishop Fire Department. Thanks for tuning in.